Today I talk about the definition of the term life log and related legal accountability issues concerning their use, particularly the problem concerning the right to privacy. And this presentation will focus on the definition of the term life logs and will propose a method for managing legal responsibility when life logs are created and then used by others. And firstly, I'd like to explain which specific regulations are applied for the protection of both life log authors and users when their life logs are used by others. Secondly, I will suggest a process which life log businesses must engage in order to ensure that the use of life log is lawful. Thirdly, I will offer an interpretation of the legal framework for the practical use of life logs. Finally, I will propose the best way in which to handle personal information relating to life logs. Of course, it must be noted that this presentation is not intended to be completed fit for purpose explanation and legal construction of life log production, protection advice ready to be used in practice at the present time. And first, what are life logs? Maybe, have you ever heard about the term life log? No? Yeah. So at first, maybe it is not familiar with the term life log because research studies of life logs, records of purchasing patterns, web browsing activities, the behavior of consumer types have all been collected for some time by companies as a video, which offers service to individuals concerning their interests, hobbies, and preferences. More recently, there has been a significant growth in new advertising technique which makes use of behavioral targeting marketing. The use of life logs for business purposes is just on the increase. However, the definition of the term life log is vague. Without considering in too much detail the specific meaning of the term life log, we may say simply at the outset of our discussion that life logs and their de facto storage of personal data can be problematic for businesses wishing to act lawfully. Indeed, there is a possibility that an individual right to privacy may be violated accidentally or deliberately due to the lack of a proper discussion and ensuing agreement between the individual and the company concerning the latter's use of that individual's personal data. The term life log, the term life log is one of the record or log of human activity, life. I will define this term as the process of acquiring a detailed record of an individual's behavior patterns. In the beginning, the record was collected by means of the sensor worn by the individual, and information was then collected regarding that individual physical movement or other activities. We call person who chooses to engage in the recording of their own activities or behavior a life logger or a life blogger. Has noted that I found that there was a picture that with a headset. It's like a life blogger. And the beginning in the use of life logs, the first project is My Life Bits, a life log research project funded by the Microsoft Corporation, was the first attempt at the use of life logs for business purposes. In the public sector, the life log project operated by DARPA was in fact the first project which was made use of life logs. DARPA was also the driver organization which created the first internet network, DARPANET, as you know. However, this research program was canceled immediately after DARPA released the project in 2004. It was criticized due to it being seen as invasion of individual rights, particularly the right to privacy. From these beginnings in the use of life logs in America, this usage has been extended dramatically throughout the world, and particularly in Japan. And then the definition of life logs, I try to define the meaning of the term life log and also the life log. Few research papers concerning the legal problems associated with the use of life logs have been published. The main reason for this is that the term life log is not a popular one in the legal field. This due to the fact that the concept of life logs itself has led to a totally new area of thinking and practice. In addition, as I have stated previously, the very definition of life log is rather vague. Consequently, in this presentation, I will first of all discuss the troublesome issue of the definition of the term life log and then outline my consideration of the associated legal problems based on my definition of the term. Life logs are sets of specific information collected from named living individuals, at first, and second, the varied and specific activities carried out by these individuals. This information is collected automatically by devices such as RFID, do you know RFID? Radio frequency identification devices, sensors or cookies or another web beacon or such as technology, and for stored by various forms of media such as hard disk drives as digitally organized data, which may be comprehensive in nature. This information constitutes, therefore, either personally identifiable information, I call it PII, or non-personally identifiable information, non-PII. And named living individuals are living beings with personal lives and histories at the present time. This definition, therefore, excludes corporation and the deceased. Of course, it is possible to collect a life log of behavior from animals, but in the area of personal data protection, an animal does not have currently the same legal protection as a human being, who can then become the subject of a legal action in civil law. Therefore, animals cannot be defined and named living individuals. Actually, I have a dog. Varied and specific activities of this individual refers to the activities which are the result of simply being human and include physical movement or exercise, memory, personal life experience, and the acquisition of knowledge. The acquisition of information about such activities captured by both the sensors attached to the individual concerned and by digital information transfer. Therefore, it can be said that the life log is a memory of human memory. It's my term. A life log is collected automatically by various forms of storage media as digitally organized data, which may be comprehensive in nature. A life log has to be a memory of human memory. It is important at this point to clarify the difference between a life log and a diary. A life log is a memory of human activity, the record of which is taken automatically by the computer itself. On the contrary, a diary or e-diary has to be defined as a memory record in which the data is inputted by the individual. Through our discussion, this difference in the method of inputting the data record will be emphasized. For example, according to my definition of what constitutes a life log, when an individual uses Twitter or tweets, the timeline recording of everyday life does not constitute a comprehensive data, and therefore such Twitter, a tweet data, cannot be seen as a part of a life log. Therefore, in this presentation, the discussion of the use of misuse of data will be limited to that of comprehensive data, where both PII and non-PII have been collected automatically. I will argue that company and legal entity use of this live log data must be seen as both responsible and lawful when services such as live logs are offered as part of IT packages. Finally, please note that the issues around PII and non-PII will be considered in detail in section 5 of this presentation. The relationship between behavioral targeting marketing and live logs. What is behavioral targeting marketing? Behavioral targeting marketing makes use of advertisements which appeal to the target consumer's hobbies, interests, and general preference by acquisition of specific information concerning these consumer lifestyles. This analysis of consumer behavior then leads directly to the creation of a specific advertisement which suits the preference of each consumer. This analysis technique is called one-to-one marketing. It can be said that behavioral targeting advertising is a technique of one-to-one marketing which was developed on the internet after 2005. A typical example of behavioral targeting advertising is written in my handout. And then behavioral targeting advertising, hereinafter I called BTA, and live logs. BTA is achieved by making use of an individual's detailed personal information. A mobile phone is one of the tools which can be used for this purpose. Large amounts of data are stored on the mobile phone. This data reflects the varied actions and habits of any individual's personal daily life. In addition, there is a real responsibility that an increase in the amount of this data is unending because many users carry their mobile phone with them at all times. This large amount of mobile phone delivered data can be grounded under the following 5 W's and 1 H heading: who, what, where, when, why, how. By acquiring such information on individuals' hobbies, habits, preferences will be revealed. As I have argued previously, such information forms the basis of live log creation and such is of great use for the purposes of marketing products by companies. Problems of technical issues. There has been significant recent development in the use of cookie and web beacon technologies, which acquire personal information on individuals' daily lives by the internet. However, until recently, this development of cutting-edge personal information acquisition technology and had rightly been restricted by existing law and current regulation. For example, I will not talk about Japanese internet companies had not been allowed to build an internet search engine due to the specific and related restrictions of Japanese copyright law. So we don't have a search engine company like Google because this service is prohibited based on the copyright law. Service was prohibited based on the Japanese copyright law. Therefore, these laws abuse the use of search engine caches and data backup caches as mechanism on personal information transfer into databases of any kind as an infringement of that law. This law is seen as a nation guardian of the individual personal information due to its explicit demand that no such information can be stored, transferred, or used without that individual's consent. However, this copyright law was amended in January 2010, this year. Detailed information about the amendment is in this my handout. In reality, in Japan, these limitations tend to become operational when new services are offered, such as opportunity for consumers to create life blogs. Therefore, it is very important for us to consider the legal problems in relation to the new services that these technologies offer. There is now a clear need to investigate the various advantages of so-called privacy-enhancing technologies, PETs, in protecting the right and interest of consumers who use services which offer consumers that chance to create life blogs. And then personal information definition problems facing the world legal system. Many countries have passed data protection laws, but these laws are not always applied where life blog personal information is used for commercial purposes without consent of the individual themselves. If the globalized business sector can argue that the content of life blogs does not constitute personal data as defined by the existing data protection laws, then the personal data in these logs will not be protected. For this reason, each government must begin now to consider the applicability, relevance, and effectiveness of its existing legal system. To this end, the OECD and EU have organized two committees to investigate BTA and the US Federal Trade Commission, FTC, has released guidelines for companies who wish to use BTA. And also in Japan, the Lifelong Study Committee of the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communication has been engaged in a research review of the Japanese legal system concerning life blogs. And the purpose of this committee was to consider problems arising from the use of BTAs and the use of life blogs offered as part of personal service by companies. Let us now consider the legal and technical problems associated with life blogs as a means of collecting, storing, and then offering personal information for business purposes. Recent trend in the formulation of regulations covering the use of life blogs as a crucial part of BTA have been seen as having a negative effect on government policy globally. Negative in the sense that business has been hampered by these regulations. Consequently, guidelines for business self-regulation have been enacted by world government and industrial groups to promote trade, as stated in the previous paragraph. And can personally identifiable information, PII, and non-personally identifiable information, non-PII, be distinguished? In section two, I referred to PII and non-PII contained with life blogs. I must remind you that the precise legal definition of the term life blogs has not yet been found. The definition of personal information is prescribed in data protection law in every country of the world. However, there is no clear distinction between a life blog and set of personal information. Life blog can be viewed in a deliberately simplistic way as the life story of countless anonymous individuals living in the world today. Such a view would argue that when a life blog is created, there is no automatically generated way in which the identity and personal details of particular person can be acquired. Of course, everything depends on the nature of the content of the individual log itself and of any references to other information which could be seen as personal. For example, if the log information is just written as a four-digit numbers, for example, one, two, three, four, with no corresponding link to a named individual and habits, etc., then the nature of this information is clearly anonymous and therefore is not PII. However, if this same four-digit number can be referenced specifically to a named person. For example, 1234 is a number of the my identification or stuff like that. So to reference to, for example, Dr. Shinpo is 1234, and just for digit number, but then this number must be regarded as a type of personal information relating to the named person. Indeed, Article 2, Paragraph 1 of the Personal Information Protection Act in Japan states that the definition of personal information includes such information as will allow easy reference to other information and will thereby enable the identification of the individual. In this way, we can see the life logs may be composed of both PII and non-PII. However, we are still left with the important task of distinguishing between PII and non-PII. Another possible situation for us to consider is one where subsidiary information, subsidiary information might be acquired by PII. Subsidiary information is information which is acquired as a part of a specific personal information. For example, one of the examples is, for example, by using biometrics. Acquisition of this information is just a byproduct of the original collection process. For example, when we use a face recognition biometric authentication system, a picture of the specific individual face is captured. In law, this picture of the face is seen as the personal information, but the purpose of use of this information is that of the authentication of the identity of this particular person. However, if errors can occur in this system, the error ratio called is a false reject ratio, FRR or FAR. Of course, such a new and technology complex system, invariably such accidental errors, and when they occur, security checks must be made. It is during these security checks and inspection that subsidiary information may be collected without knowledge or consent of the individual in question. For example, if error or confusion is caused by the skin color, by using the face recognition, and the error occurs based on the skin color of the face, then the error check will lead to the collection of personal information concerning possible racial origin because of the from the skin color. Racial grouping or origin information is one of the categories of so-called sensitive information, which must not be collected without the permission of the subject of the data. Thus, we sometimes collect additional personal information which was not intended for collection originally, and indeed, which we had no authority to collect in the first place. Also, there is a case study about, maybe you know the news about the data leakage from the AOL, a data released case, a security breach case which occurred between March 2006 and May 2006, highlighted the problem where information thought to be non-PII had in fact been found to be having revealed the identity of specific people. In America, a data security search engine query, and resulting search count approximately 20 million people was made by some 658,000 members of a search histories website between March 2006 and May 2006. Subsequently, details of these search queries were released mistakenly onto the web. Most users of These search engines do not deliberately input ambiguous search words, which can result in the revealing of personal information relating to others who have not given their permission for such information to be revealed. However, in this case, PII was collected quite accidentally by these search engines as a result of the queries. Furthermore, it was argued that even where some of this information was in fact non-PII, there was enough of matching data trail to allow users to identify a particular person indirectly. This error case is a typical case which has shown that non-personally identifiable information, non-PII, can be sometimes constitute or lead to acquisition of personally identifiable information. And next is a suggested legal system framework for ensuring the appropriate use of life logs. And in this section, I'd like to explain about, I'd like to introduce about the current legal data protection scheme in Japan. But a current data protection scheme in Japan is very complicated. So you may refer to the handout regarding the data protection scheme and history of Japanese data protection legal system. So could you check later about the handout inside the handout. So this is our legal system concerning the protection of data personal information. You may refer to the handout regarding the data protection. So I will skip this presentation sheet just for introducing the data protection scheme. This is a history of the personal information protection law in Japan. And we enacted five laws for the protection of personal information. And also, the government of Japan enacted many guidelines. This is like a puzzle. It's very complicated. So each governmental agencies have enacted many guidelines. The law which applies to the proper handling of life log in Japan, and there are many guidelines. And if life log correspond to personal information, which is prescribed in the Personal Information Protection Act of Japan, it follows that anyone who handles these life logs must conform to the obligations of this law. The duties of entities handling personal information prescribed in the Personal Information Protection Act you may refer to the handout. I will quoted the article of the Data Protection Act in Japan. And there are a lot of problems to consider which are based on the obligation prescribed in the law above. Therefore, I'd like to explain more fully what an impact that indispensable legal obligation concerning the use of life logs, namely restriction on the purpose of use and proper acquisition, restrictions on providing personal information to third parties, and the restriction on the purpose of use and proper acquisition. The Japanese Personal Information Protection Act provides for direct and indirect collection of personal information from data subjects. Almost all life log related services offered by companies will collect personal information directly from data subjects. However, where any services which collect personal information indirectly, by use of a camera to take a photograph of a person in the process of collecting life logs, then such services fall within the scope of the regulations regarding the indirect collection of personal information. The obligations for direct and indirect collection of personal information are prescribed in Article 16 of Japanese Personal Information Protection Law. In other words, any company which is planning to collect personal information for the purpose of offering lifelong related services must follow these obligations provided in this article. Moreover, it is obliged to collect personal information properly, this obligation being based on Article 17 of this law, which provides that an entity handling personal information shall not acquire personal information by a fraudulent or other dishonest means. Examples of improper handling of personal information are prescribed in your handout. You may refer to the handout regarding example of improper handling of personal information. And then the restrictions on providing personal information to third parties. In the case of a third party offering of life logs, a company has to comply with the duty provided by Article 23 of this law. Article 23 states that an entity handling personal information shall not, except in the following cases, supply personal data to a third party without obtaining the prior consent of the person concerned. Third party offering is the offering of individual personal data to people other than the entities handling and managing this personal information on behalf of the individuals concerned. Example of the third party offering of life logs are set also, you may refer to the handout. In the case of security breach disclosure, such unlawful disclosure fall within the scope of the regulation to do with the violation of the security control measures obligation provided by Article 20 of this law. And also, if the security measure, if the security breach occurs, any contravention to the regulation will be seen as an invasion of privacy thought. And then the self-regulation principles. The Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications in Japan Lifelog Study Committee released self-regulation principles in March 2010, in this year. This committee considered various problems relating to the offering of ICT service by telecommunication industries and other related companies. And details are as below from Street View, copyright, Lifelog, and data protection, CGM, consumer generated media, and stuff like that. And furthermore, this committee investigated into behavior targeting advertising, which make use of not only Lifelog, but also deep packet information. It's called DPI, deep packet information technologies, has taken place. Also, DPI technology is a new technology which is able to monitor user behavior in detail by analyzing internet packet information stored in the internet service provider, ISPs, caches. One of the main aims of this committee is to propose so-called self-regulation principles which apply to the utilization of lifelog related services. The definition, detail of object information and object company related to the self-regulation principles are set also written in the handout. And at first, object information is information gained from a specific computer, terminal, equipment, and or browser. It is not genuine personal information, but rather information relating to devices or applications. However, by collecting such data from these devices or applications, it is easy to match or link a particular user's information. Therefore, whether or not this is genuine personal information, this principle will still apply still. And then object company refers to any company which uses object information for its businesses. It follows, therefore, that businesses which do not accumulate object information are excluded from the application of these principles. These self-regulation principles are delivered for the following. There are following six principles. One is a promotion of public relations, diffusion, and enlightenment activities. And two, ensure transparency. Three, ensure the opportunity to access. And four, ensure the proper acquisition of object information. And five, ensure appropriate security measures. And last, establish the division which receives complaints. These are the principles set out by the Ministry Committee. And then, legal accountability is when handling life logs. The relationship between told and the right to privacy. Professor William L. Prosser, into article, his article in the California Law Review and also the restatement of torts, has categorized the following four distinct torts of privacy. It is very famous, distinct privacy, tort privacy. Life log services inevitably acquire information to do with the private affairs of specific people. Therefore, if such private affairs are disclosed, then such disclosure will cause an infringement of the right to privacy of the person in question. One leading case concerning the invasion of privacy in Japan was that of Utage no Ato. It is after the banquet case. Utage no Ato, this case is also the title of a novel written by Yukio Mishima. This novelist allegedly disclosed details of the private lives of prominent Japanese couple in this novel. The Tokyo District Court admitted the privacy tort on 28th September 1964. This was the first judicial recognition of the right to privacy in Japanese tort. In this judicial decision, the court defined the right to privacy as the right or an interest which guaranteed the defendant's private life from unreasonable disclosure. The court then set the standard of condition which constitutes tort privacy and when would include the following three requirement. It is also written in handout. If the details of similar life logs are leaked into the public domain, then such leaks may meet all the requirements mentioned in that, therefore constitutes an invasion of tort privacy, where the leakage or dissemination was intent or not. And the exposure of a private life in the past, there is a legal issue to do with exposure of private facts in the past, which may have been forgotten due to the passage of time. Life logs are records of our private lives, but and also private facts. If these records are exposed after a period, for example, 10 years, is our right to privacy affected? And if so, how? The leading case concerning this problem was the Melvin case in the United States. This case was a typical one which was deemed to be an invasion of privacy due to the exposing of previous offense record to the public. The court thus judged that there was damage by tort privacy. From this, we can conclude that there is a possibility that the life log could contain similar sensitive information, such as records relating to illegal activities, for example, driving conviction records. If interested, colleagues may be referred to the non-fiction Gakuten Turnabout case in Japan. In this case, also details a similar previous open records privacy issues. And the handling of inaccurate information. A LifeLog is a set of raw data containing the specific information of specific person. Such raw data must be fact data. However, the accuracy of content of this information may not be secured if there is an undetected change of circumstances regarding this person, or if there is a failure to the integrity of the database records. Where this occurs, the handling of such inaccurate information may well result in a lawsuit. There is a possibility that the damage claim may be pursued as an invasion of privacy due to the company's failure to fulfill its legal responsibilities by handling inaccurate information. And the failure to maintain data and ensuing legal accountability issues of LifeLog information management. In the table in the handout, I have presented the various links between such legal accountability issues and the failure to handle property LifeLog data in Japan. Such a failure to maintain data constitutes a violation of Personal Information Protection Act in Japan. In this situation, an administrative penalty charge will be applied by the relevant competent minister. In a situation where such failure constitutes an invasion of privacy, a legal action is pursued under the regulation of total invasion of the right to privacy. And in conclusion, the responsibility of companies when handling LifeLog. There is a tendency to consider a LifeLog as just a log, a piece of string or code which is not able to provide information which will aid one to identify a particular person. However, as previously mentioned in section 2 and 5 of this presentation, there is a lot of information which will constitute PII in any given log. However, we now see that it is difficult to distinguish between non-PII and PII when handling LifeLog. Therefore, I would suggest that we abandon any attempt to distinguish a difference between LifeLog, PII, and non-PII, for the reason that even though we may believe that any given LifeLog contains only non-PII, from the point of view of the law, it can be seen as PII as in the AOL case mentioned in section 5.2. Consequently, a LifeLog related service provider should handle LifeLog PII and non-PII according to the self-regulatory principles enacted by any industrial group, governmental agency, or competent minister. Moreover, LifeLog as defined in section 2 of this presentation should be handled as sets of personal information which are protected under the obligation prescribed by data protection law in general. A specific feature of LifeLog is that there is a legal opportunity for a business to analyze in detail without permission personal, private, human behavior. It follows that such information, which constitutes the basic content of LifeLog, corresponds to highly sensitive information, such as photographic information, which is protected by the right to privacy. I will offer the clearest example of this, where a photograph of private or sensitive situation is taken. This photograph is deemed at present a sensitive information. It is very clear. The taking of these types of photograph is a very obvious example of a possible invasion of privacy for the reason that whilst a written log or any life log does not allow individual to be recognized instantly by data sharing on the internet, a digital photograph posted on the internet has an obvious immediacy element. Thus, the real problem for the legal guardians of life log users today, however, is that while they may take every opportunity to handle with great care such sensitive photograph information, they tend not to give similar careful attention when handling the log of life logs. In conclusion, in order not to impede the growth of businesses in this part of ICT sector, it is necessary to provide an appropriate degree of flexibility when addressing the personal information protection aspects of evolving business models, such as behavior targeting advertisement, which make use of life logs. At the same time, there is a need to explore further responsibilities and obligations of life log related service providers in order to ensure the protection of the rights and interests of users. We must recognize that unregulated use of personal information in life logs linked to a new business models can be seen as a clear and present danger. Thank you.